This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Key players in the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump and his defense argued sharply Sunday whether his efforts to get Ukraine to launch investigations to benefit him politically were impeachable offenses that warranted his removal from office. Mr. Trump's Senate trial formally opened last week, and it's set to hear opening arguments on Tuesday. More from VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
The president this week again said he did nothing wrong in a July phone call with Ukraine's president in which Trump asks for investigation into a political rival. At the time, Trump was withholding $400 million in congressionally approved military aid. The Trump defense team argues impeachment should never have happened as the aid was eventually released with no announcement of an investigation.
When you have somebody who, for example, is indicted for a crime, let's assume you have a lot of evidence, but the grand jury simply indicts for something that's not a crime, and that's what happened here. You have a lot of evidence, disputed evidence, could go both ways, but the vote was to impeach on abuse of power, which is not within the constitutional criteria for impeachment.
Democrats want to call witnesses in the Senate trial following recent developments since the House filed articles of impeachment. But Republicans say no, blaming Democrats for rushing through the process. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Chinese health officials in the central city of Wuhan confirmed 136 new cases of a new coronavirus. It's a huge spike over the past 3 days. The Wuhan Municipal Health Commission says the total number of cases on the virus now exceeds 200. That includes two new cases in Beijing and one in Shenzhen in southern China. Most of the confirmed cases are described as mild, but at least three deaths have been reported. Again, three deaths reported as a result of this new virus. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. During a summit aimed at heading off a true regional escalation of fighting in Libya, world leaders agreed Sunday to respect an arms embargo and postpone military support to the two warring factions. VOA's Lattice Ahok.
At the end of the summit on Sunday, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that all the participants, including the parties with interests in Libya's conflict, have agreed that the peace in Libya can only be achieved through talks, not the use of military force. Libya's powerful General Haftar is controlling the country's east and is supported by Russia, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates. The government in Tripoli, led by Fayez al-Sarraj, is endorsed by the United Nations and backed by the United States, part of the European Union, and Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan thanked Sarraj for agreeing to cease fire and urged Haftar to do the same. Zlatis Ahok, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on Sunday he looks forward to meeting with Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido Monday in Bogota as a regional counterterrorism conference. Reuters' Freddie Joyner.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made the comments to reporters on board a flight from Germany, and they confirmed what sources close to Guaido told Reuters earlier. Both men on Monday will be at a summit hosted by Colombia on combating terrorism. The United States, along with 50 other nations, has recognized Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate head of state following an election in 2018. But a year later, President Nicolas Maduro remains in power. The U.S. has campaigned to cut his government's sources of financing by imposing sanctions on Venezuela's vital oil sector. Maduro accuses Guaido of being a puppet controlled by the White House.
That is Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. Climate change and environmental destruction topped the risk highlighted by world decision makers in a survey ahead of the 2020 gathering of the global elite in the Swiss ski resort of Davos. Reuters' Conway Giddens.
The snowy alpine resort of Davos could be the setting of an unlikely encounter. Greta Thunberg and Donald Trump. World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab, though, was playing down whether he would attempt to orchestrate a handshake.
We're trying never to engineer something. I think the best things are those who just happen and afterwards have a positive impact.
With sustainability the main theme of the annual summit, pressure has never been more intense on governments to act.
Reuters' Conway Gittins reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.